So, you know, back then it was community oriented, and if I say that, you know, something about Thorn, well, that's 4 miles from where we're sitting yonder way. And it's not, people still call it Thorn. You know, where you live? Oh, I bought it Thorn, you know. And I don't know, it's especially, you know, a lot of the blacks, they have these ball teams, you know, and hey, what team do you play for? I play for Una, I play for Hot Air, I play for Darden Sluggers, you know, a little community called Darden, you know, and they got names for it. And so community orientation around here is still to a certain extent a thing. They have the Sparta Water Association, which a federal grant from the U.S. government, you know, help in a loan, you know, from the FHA or whatever. And they built a water association to serve like 150, 200 families, you know. And it's just like a city water system, only it's out in the country. And that's the name of it, Sparta Water Association, you know. So, but anyway, my dad was from Thorn, which is in Chickasaw County. Little hole in the road out there, and he was born out there. My aunt Doris Kellum delivered him, his aunt, you know.
No,
yeah, you know, just cut the cord and a whole bit, you know, with a butcher knife. She still got the knife, yeah. And mother was born, you know, down in Calhoun County, like I said, little area down there called Elzey, I believe.
E-L-Z.
E-Y, right. Yeah, no L on the front. E-L, no, it's just, oh, you got it in parentheses, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought that was L-E-L-Z-E-Y. I thought, man, I talk funny.
Okay.
What
did your father do for a living?
Well, he's kind of a jack of all trades in his lifetime. Well, right now he works at a PEP Industries. They manufacture the wiring harness for automobiles, you know. Mm-hmm. You have contracts in like General Motors, you know, and they'll have to make, you know, 50 million feet of wire of certain kind. And he's a maintenance supervisor type over there, you know, he keeps the machines running, all of that kind of stuff.
What about your mother?
She's a factory worker. She sews chairs. Seamstress, I guess you would say, huh?
Sounds good.
Yeah, got a little bit more class. I introduced my mother one time at a banquet, you know, you get up, you know, hello, welcome. I'd like to introduce my parents, and I introduced her as a domestic engineer. You know, she said, "What's a domestic engineer?" I said, "That's a,
right.
That's you, Mom."
It's like sanitation engineer.
Yeah, you know, for a garbage man.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. What about your parents' schooling?
Well, Dad went to, you know, the eighth grade at that little community school out there, and then broke loose to make a living. You know, helped raise the family, hauling pulpwood and stuff like that. He was a grown man, you know, when he was 14 years old. I mean, he was as big then as he is now, you know, smoked a pack of Camels a day and a whole bit. And he went back, and I think maybe he got a high school diploma. It was before GED came around, as we know it now, where you go and take a test for, you know, like a day. It was a special thing where they went to school for like, you know, 3 or 4 months at night, you know, a couple of nights a week. And he got a diploma, must have been like in 64. Or something like that. My brother was like in eighth or ninth grade, and he had to teach him how to do the math, you know. And mother graduated from Vardaman High School, you know, 12th grade.
Okay. Do you know your grandparents?
Yeah, most of them are, you know, dead before my time, but I know them, and I know what they did and who they were before, you know, they married, and how far we go back and all this, you know. We got some Indian, some German, you know, just typical redneck mix, you know.
Tell me about your mother's people.
Where were they from? Well, they were from Calhoun County, a little bit further west in Calhoun County. Her dad's name was, which is weird. You know, a man named Ruby. Guy.
I interviewed a man named Ruby at Union Springs, Alabama.
Yeah. and they were from a little community called Lloyd in Old Town over in there, L-L-O-Y-D. That's also in Calhoun County. And, he was born in 1898, and, you know, he died in 56 of a heart attack, you know, what was that, 58 years old, roughly. And, I mean, what do you want to know, his education, that kind of thing?
Yeah,
just, you know, third or fourth. Well, he was a farmer, you know.